Ansgar Grau is a reporter with Die Welt newspaper out of Berlin. He spoke with us from Ferguson, Missouri. Our own Daniel Estrin, a St. Louis native and no stranger to tear gas, has been following events in Ferguson from his current home in Jerusalem. And he says there are a lot of unsettling parallels.
St. Louis is the quiet, friendly place where I grew up, just a 20-minute drive from the suburb of Ferguson. Jerusalem is the tense, volatile place where I report. But now the two are beginning to resemble each other, and the violence has hit close to home. The mother of 18-year-old Mike Brown, who was shot, graduated from my high school a year before I started my freshman year.
You need to exit the roadway. Get out of the roadway. Remove the objects from the roadway.
Yesterday, police fired tear gas and flash grenades toward the crowd of demonstrators in Ferguson. Police said they were responding to demonstrators throwing Molotov cocktails. It looked an awful lot like protests that erupted in East Jerusalem last month. I watched young masked Palestinians hurl stones at Israeli security forces, who responded with tear gas and stun grenades. That pop of the tear gas being fired sounds the same here and there. In fact, people in the West Bank and St. Louis have been tweeting photos of spent tear gas canisters, both manufactured by the same Pennsylvania company. Palestinian activists and St. Louis protesters have been bonding about all of this on Twitter. Here's 23-year-old Palestinian activist Lina Al-Safin, who's been tweeting about Ferguson.
I've never been to Missouri. I've never heard of Ferguson or St. Louis or any of that.
And here's 17-year-old high school senior Anthony Perkins, who's been attending the Ferguson protests. He says Palestinian protests never really crossed his mind.
I wasn't even paying attention to the news, to anything else before this. You don't really pay attention to things like that until it happens to you.
Perkins says he didn't realize Palestinians were tweeting about Ferguson until his cousin told him. When Perkins checked, he found Palestinians offering St. Louis protesters a whole lot of practical advice. Remember not to touch your face when tear gassed or put water on it. Instead, use milk or Coke, one Palestinian woman tweeted. There's a picture circulating on Twitter of a woman in Ferguson pouring a McDonald's milk drink over another woman's face and eyelids. Perkins tweeted, "From the bottom of my heart, I love every single person from Palestine that sent their regards."
It's crazy when someone across the world reaches their hand out to you to say it's going to be all right when they're going through something themselves. That made everyone feel good, and everyone was talking about it.
Some opposed to the police force in Ferguson have pointed out on Twitter that the former head of the St. Louis County Police got counterterrorism training in Israel. Others have tweeted that the two situations are not alike. Some have accused the Palestinians on Twitter of stealing Ferguson's limelight, but Lina Al-Safin disagrees.
Sometimes we get accused of being too focused on our own cause, being too selfish, maybe thinking that our own cause is the only one that matters in the world. But the fact of the matter is that oppression happens everywhere.
Anthony Perkins, the high school senior who tweeted out his love to Palestinians, says he's been going to the protests not only to demand an end to racial profiling, but to take pictures.
It is very scary, but I feel like someone has to do it. Someone has to be in the middle of everything so everyone else can be aware.
He says he's interested in a career as a photographer. And he says what's been happening in Ferguson makes him interested in traveling the world to document other conflicts. Maybe one day he'll be another St. Louis journalist in the Middle East. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.